Extra, extra, extra. Read all about it. Jeff Indyke here. Bonham's up. I'm a featured segment artist on drumradio.com. How cool can you get? Real good to be here, and I'm going to go right to work. I wanted to tell you guys, right, first off, right, thank you, right, for loading this up. And that's always a cool thing. If you guys, right, have questions, right, about the segments, things, right, that you'd like to talk about, particularly if you see me on Drum Radio. I love to get calls from guys that see me on the radio, show up on the web. You guys, right, should call me at 516-263-9782. If you guys, right, stay on for this whole segment, I'll tell you how you guys can see me up at DannyBritt.com. I'm up there. I'm pretty much doing my own television show in New York. I'll tell you about that. Time to go to work. Now, this is basically, and I'm going to call this, all right, I guess, Section B of the song Rhythms in Moby Dick, the great Bonham classic. And I'm talking today a little bit, all right, about actually the rhythms, all right, that Bonham made so popular. Now, there was a part A and a part B. And then, all right, I'm going to actually expand on both of them in some DVD segments. So you guys are right, are getting both ends. When I had originally told Rick, right, that I was going to do DVDs, and I sent him the first five, he flipped out over the phone. He couldn't believe, right, that I went ahead and did it. So that's going to, you know, something around I'm going to do more and more. And, you know, it's going to be right, like movies are right on the internet. Real cool. Well, anyway, check that out. You can find me right also too up in the clinic section, because I know Rick is kind of putting them up in that section. And of course, all right, the show's amazing. As a matter of fact, Rick interviewed me once. I couldn't believe that. Very cool. Let me get to work. Okay, now there are two rhythms, all right, that I'm going to talk about today. The first one is sort of like a little bit more of an office sort of a segment that I picked up, all right, from the feel of the song. But it fits more as a break attitude. The rhythm is and one and two and three and four and one and two and five. One and three, two, one, five, two, three, four. One and do, two, four, two, four, four, two. One and do, two, four, two, four, one, two. I don't know if you noticed that, all right, but the last time I improvised it, I played it right a little bit different. One and two, there. It's interesting. One and two, duck. See, there was sort of the difference. Now, I'll get to that around in a moment, but one and two, three, the important thing, right, that you guys have, and it's the most important part of this whole structure, is the positioning. It's the positioning, right, of accounting on that to get it really, really tight. Now, I'm going to take you through the counting one time. It's basically three and four and one and two and three and four and I'm kind of like sort of proportioning it there. The funny part about it is the more you work on it, right, in drill, one and two and three and four and one and two and the easier it'll become in PIA. Because you want to take the drill out, of course, and give it more of that attitude. So that's the first step. The other thing, too, is this. I hear this idea as a reaction. So in other words, once you get the one and the, sometimes, right, I like to kind of leave the right out and give it more just right the rhythm of the bass drum. There's a lot of ways, all right, that we can approach it. I'm going to give you guys, all right, my standard genetic brainstorm here. And the first step, as far as the reaction is concerned, is this. You want to actually one, two, three, and four, one, two, So there, what I did was I actually work it as a fill, more of a fill sort of a structure. The next step is this. I just want to kind of brainstorm a little bit around on the unit itself. I see different topics. Now, the cool part about this is different topics will generate different type style reactions. For example, if we talk right about the sawed-off power DeLong 1, I like that. Maybe you're right with a 5 attached. Really, really, you know, those little sawed-off powers. Now, by the way, for those of you guys already that know me, I like the sawed-off power diddle as well as zip-a-pop. You notice a little go stroke in there. If you want to play it more like in the common P style, it's a little bit slower, and I think that really kind of comes out as more of a jig. Interesting. That has kind of like a little bit of an interesting point. Now let me get back to the rhythms at hand. Now, primarily, and I'm going to expand upon these a lot more during the DVD clip. So you guys are getting two sound segments, and then you guys are going to get another 2 20-minute segments. This will be interesting. So I'm going to give you guys a blast upon both of them. Now, what I want to do is really so that I kind of get the next rhythm in. Is this, I want to show you the next rhythmical system. Now, the next rhythmical system has two things in it that are interesting to me. First off, all right, the next rhythm is broken up as 1 and 2 and da, which goes back right to that old dotted eighth note deal. 1 and 2 and da. Now, if you pay attention, 3 and da. Now, that is a really, really weird sort of transformation rhythmically, I feel. This is really, really weird. It almost sounds all right like it's delayed. Now, what happens, though, which is really the cool part, the more I play this thing, the more around I'm awed at the... It's kind of confusing, actually, but... 1 and 2 and 3... But this is the right one Bonham kind of did in spirit. It's really got a really great... 1 and 2 and 3... Very similar to the first segment, sort of power diddle, but not quite. Now, I'm going to get to fragmenting this, but I really like this. As a matter of fact, if we cut it, jump on top of the E and up. That's really, really interesting. Now, I want to give you guys as many bits and pieces as I can. When we get to the DB segment, I will expand considerably. I think that the 3 and the 4 and the has got like a really interesting fragment to it. In the sense of right that if we play it with the repositioning being on the 1. So in other words, 3, 4, 1. I'm going to actually now make 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, go. What do you guys think of it that way? Now, the really, really cool part is if we bust the E, in other words, just keep the E by itself, that is really, really interesting because what I actually did there, and I think it could be really an interesting thought, is I actually left out the beat totally, in other words, the 1, and just by itself. And you know what I'm going to finish with, which is really awesome? To take this notion, but go, and then jump right on top of the E and duh, and sort of a little bit more right of a Billy Cobham kind of a fashion. This is actually going to really be interesting because it sounds incredible. It makes a really, really good motif. Let me first introduce it to you. Interesting. Notice the right, the original fill. Really, really cool to be here. My final thought is as strictly as a solo motif. Now, what I'm going to do is going to be my move, and I hope right that you guys create your move in the improv. Final thought. Thank you. I want you guys to look me up at Danny Britt, DannyBritt.com/over to Jeff HTM to see everything I'm doing. And keep an eye out for the DV follow-up segments on this. There'll be 2 of them. And keep an eye out for my drum radio show. My drum radio show. I wish this was my show. Keep an eye for the Jeff Indyke Drum Education Show airing in New York. Though, good to be here, Jeff Indyke. See you guys and hear you guys in another segment. Bonhams up. Thank you.